Do you have any time to have an expectation on Juan?
It's, you know, when you're going through these things, he's just got a lot of information to meld through. We've had meetings with a number of franchises. He's begun the process of eliminating teams and doing things, and so Juan is a very methodical thinker, so we'll see, but I don't think anything's imminent in the near future.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We have the grab bag coming your way later on this hour, usually right around 1:30. We have our clip du jour as well, plus WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. You can stay tuned for it here on WEEI. We'll get into Juan Soto and the sweepstakes. Just I'm starting to get more and more blowback on Twitter, at Jones and Keefe.
Oh, no.
At Jones, WEEI, at Keefe21.
It's not all positive there?
It's not. Well, you, like me, Keefe, you were on driving in, listening to Greg's program today. You heard a discussion about the stolen Thin Mint cookies. You hear about this?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I had some questions about that.
Well, hang on. Yeah. So Mego put out a tweet and said, someone stole a box full of Girl Scout cookies from the WEEI studios, meant for everyone. Who are your guesses? She says in quotes, not the morning show, which, by the way, I wouldn't totally rule them out.
Okay.
Then she said, I say Andy Hart. So she threw Hart right under the bus.
She's just saying Hart did it.
Yeah. But I'm starting to now get more and more tweets about it was Jones who stole the Thin Mints.
Stole the Thin Mints?
Yeah, are you getting any blowback from this?
Well, no,
Any criticism?
So yesterday morning there was like several boxes of Girl Scout cookies in here, right?
Yeah, there's, I mean.
And then they were like, they're for everybody.
The giant box is still in here. I don't know what's left in there.
Probably empty. But then they were like, Courtney's like, oh, I love Thin Mints, and the Thin Mints are gone. Uh-huh. And I'm like, or did somebody eat them? If you have food at work, especially at a radio station, but just wherever you work, and there's like food in like the conference room or the kitchen or whatever, it's up open season.
I don't disagree. You would acknowledge that the studio is a little different than the full like break room
studio's
or conference room.
Studio's a little different, yeah. And I wouldn't take it home. Like as cheap as I am, and as much as I love free food, I just scarf it down here like a buffet,
and then
I don't bring it home. Because then she was like, oh, and there was Caramel Delights in here. And so I texted her. I was like, I ate them all. I ate all of them.
Well, I think it sounds like Wiggy
and
Greg.
Those when I was in there, they were gone.
Wiggy they started and Greg it. They did start.
They put a big dent, it sounded like.
Yeah, but like what was left, I ate it all and then threw the box away.
You didn't eat it all.
Well, no, like what was left?
I'm saying you offered me.
I had one.
I had one Samoa.
Yeah, you had one.
Keith said, you want one? I said, yes.
Yeah, so then I ate the rest.
Yeah, and then
people came in here.
So you ate all but one of them. That was the lone Girl Scout cookie that I ate.
If there's food in here, like that's what it's for.
Yeah.
It's to be eaten.
Yeah.
And then like the next day, what you expect? There's two more or three more shows after you. You expect all the cookies to still be there? That's insane. Like, I'm shocked that there's one left in this one.
Now, what kind is that? What are they called modern day? Because Samoas are not called Samoas.
This is
anymore.
An adventureful. It's an indulgent brownie-inspired cookie with caramel-flavored creme and a hint of sea salt.
Oh, well, that sounds...
It's one of those things where...
I'd like four of these.
People won't hesitate to take it, but people will be very hesitant to take the last one.
Yeah, I get that.
Apparently,
yes. Yeah,
so that one's hanging out, so Hart can have this one.
Well, that looks nice, though. All right, but so answer Mego's question. Who do you think took them all?
No, I don't think anybody took them. I bet they ate them. Check the trash cans.
Okay, but hang on. But
like, I didn't take
how many
the...
But sorry. Courtney wanted to know about the Thin Mints specifically.
Yeah.
Did you?
What? Nobody took them. That's not what it's about.
Okay, you didn't eat any Thin Mints.
No, I didn't actually.
I didn't eat any Thin Mints.
No.
I don't care that anybody did, but like, did anyone else? So the point is.
Hart Narcan.
Okay, but so they ate all the Thin Mints. That's the answer. I'm just asking what the answer to Courtney's question is. Who ate all the Thin Mints?
Oh, yeah, Hart Narcan is.
You think Hart Narcan is?
Whoever was, who's on last night?
Yeah, I'm not casting any blame.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I know it wasn't you and I. You and I had zero Thin Mints.
But
it was not us.
To me, it's a weird thing to even bring up.
Yeah.
If there was food here, like the other day when there was like pizza or like donuts.
Mm-hmm.
The five boxes that disappeared in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, right. Would you come back in the next day and be like, no pizza left?
Also,
you'd be like, no, the people that were here ate it.
Right, to your point.
Come on, whoever did this, just confess. We promise we won't be mad.
It's a weird thing to get mad about.
To your point, though, it's not like we showed up and we're like, boy, all these cookies are gone.
No.
When after Greg's show, we weren't like,
I expected them all to be gone.
We weren't like, boy, look, all the cookies are gone. Where are all these cookies that was a full box? Where are they all?
Yeah, people are sharing them.
That's true. We didn't do
that. I don't think people are like, let me bring these home. Right? Isn't that a weird thing?
I mean, agree.
I guess it's, but even then.
It's not like the box had a name on it, right?
No, it didn't.
Matt
and even then, like if I, honestly.
Keith, the Twitch chat is saying Keith is so sus right now.
I am. I've played Among Us. I know. I'm saying too much. I'm doing too much right now.
The hatch he goes.
Yeah, I mean, he did incriminate himself
by
saying
what job are you doing? Oh, I was fixing the lights. No.
He did incriminate himself by saying he ate them all, so I don't know how that's being suspect.
No, I straight up ate them all. You can check the trash. I ate all. I didn't bring them home. But even if I did, is that the worst thing?
Yeah, well, yes. Maybe that to me is different than if you
I'm
ate
stuck
a,
in traffic, firing down Thin Mints.
But if you ate a whole sleeve while you're here at work, not that weird.
Which is what I did.
Should be expected. We're all hogs.
Yeah.
But taking a box home with you would be a little strange.
But I didn't do that.
No, I'm not
saying I did that.
I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying, wouldn't that be crossing some sort of line?
Not to go down this road.
You bring that home and you're like, hey, look, I'm provider Keith for the family. I brought home Girl Scout cookies. That'd be a weird thing.
These will be in the freezer.
Yeah.
Somebody check Keith's freezer.
Yeah.
Check the freezer.
Yeah. I want pictures from the Keith freezer at home. That's what I want.
Nobody checked the freezer here.
Not to ruin the mood.
No, did anyone?
Somebody could have put them in the freezer here.
Somebody just popped them in the freezer here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they suck room temp.
Maybe.
Thin Mint's very overrated, if we're being honest.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I didn't want to completely change the tune, but there was a guy in the JonBenet Ramsey documentary.
Yeah, go for it, Keith. Yeah, change the song.
It's a mini spoiler, but there was a guy that they find in the third episode who apparently, like, several times when people would talk to him, he's like, I didn't kill JonBenet Ramsey. Like, he would say that, like, over and over again. It's like, nobody even asked you.
No one even accused you of such a thing.
Yeah, right. Like, very strange. So yeah. It's the doth protest too much.
I did say multiple times I didn't have one Thin Mint, and no one accused me of eating any Thin Mint. So I
did. Did you have any Thin Mints?
I did not.
Okay.
Now that you asked me. No,
what did you eat yesterday?
I had one Samoa.
That's it.
That's it.
They don't call them that anymore.
I know what. I don't know what. I don't know. I don't know what they're currently
caramel
calling.
Caramel delights.
Caramel delights.
Yeah, the PC.
I had a row and a half of those bad boys, and then I even tried this Adventureful, which wasn't bad, and even the peanut butter one. Where did the peanut butter ones go? Nobody's asking.
Those
about
ones
that.
Are long gone.
Okay.
Yeah, what are those?
I didn't steal those, but I had a couple of those.
Someone said those
are the box over there.
Those are tagalongs?
The red box. I think they're called tagalongs.
Yeah.
I always call them like peanut butter patties.
Yeah, I didn't really have a name for those. I just ate them.
The red box of the tops.
Yeah.
He's investigating.
Yeah, he is investigating.
Fingerprints all over everything.
Meanwhile, the Twitch chat is demanding Keith confesses.
Those lemons, I'll take them.
Lemon's good. Those aren't bad.
Those are lemon.
That's a whole unopened box. You're going to take that home?
I'm going to take it home. No, I'm not going to eat any of these. These are lemonades.
Those aren't bad.
Savory slices of shortbread with a refreshingly tangy lemon flavored icing.
Those aren't bad.
Nice.
I'm telling you, those are nice. They are nice.
Really?
I love lemon.
I don't think I want lemon on my cookies.
I mean, look.
Get your damn hands off them.
You can have them, Bill. Just don't take them home.
That's not my favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Just eat
them. If I sat in there and just inhaled them all, right? I can't get in trouble then, right? There's cameras on. I got a microphone in front of me.
Eat them here.
Sit in the third chair. Terp will get the camera on you. And you can just eat the rest of the show.
Yeah, can I finish off a package
come in
40 minutes?
Come
yes.
In.
I say yes.
Come in and freeze pop those cookies. Is what you can do. So, look, I don't mind those ones.
Weird...
Those ones are good.
You want them right now?
No.
Okay.
But those are
obviously don't like them that much.
No, I like, what do we call them again? The Caramel Delights. I love those.
Those are the best.
But I had one.
Yeah. Yeah. I had more than one, but I ate them here. So I feel like we should be fine.
We have a friend. We have a holiday party. She brings around her daughter at the holiday party after everybody's had a few drinks and has everybody
signed. She's the top seller every year.
We sign up for a lot of Girl Scout cookies when that happens.
That's a good call.
It's honestly a brilliant move.
That is real smart.
Brilliant.
She's probably got all the badges.
So we'll be getting some of those.
You're going to get the lemonades?
Yeah,
I haven't even heard of lemonades.
Yeah, they're not bad. I'm telling you. I mean, I'm not saying they're the first ones to get eaten in the Jones household, but they're not bad.
No.
617-779-7937. So if Juan Soto Keefe is the Caramel Delight,
he for sure is.
Of free agents.
Who's going to sign up? Not the Red Sox.
Is Aroldis Chapman the lemonades? I'm not quite sure what he is.
No, what's worse than that.
In the grand scheme of things. But Scott Boras started off this segment before we were rudely detoured. Scott Boras started off the segment by saying that teams are going to start to be informed that they are out of the running. Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah, do you think we're going to get announcements on that between now and him signing?
Teams that are out?
Yeah.
Do you think that'll
be made public? Or is it all of a sudden it's going to be like, oh, he signed with T-Mac?
I agree with John Heyman choking on a pancake on the Jersey Turnpike yesterday. I'm not sure we're going to find out. Like, are the Red Sox, if they're told they're out, are they going to, like, declare we're out?
No. Now, do you think Corbin Burns, for example, waits until there's a Soto decision? Or let's say the Red Sox have been told, hey, you don't have Soto, and then they pivot and say, hey, Burns, $200 million.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, you're offering me $200 million? I'll take it? Or do you think he just waits for Soto regardless?
If they blow him out of the water, maybe he'd take it, but my instinct would be he probably waits.
Do you think Soto...
To really see what the best offer is.
Do you think Soto's holding up everybody or just Burns?
No, I think already more guys have signed this offseason than last year
while
everybody's waiting for
Snell
Otani.
And Kikuchi.
I mean, I think that may not be wrong, but that's kind of the feel that I have for it compared to a year ago. Maybe I've just forgotten about some of the smaller free agents.
No, it dragged last year.
So, no, I think baseball, and maybe even Boris learned a lesson to a degree. I think baseball said, let's not drag this out like it dragged out a year ago. There might be a free agent or two at the end of the process, but I think Soto's going to sign next week.
Mm-hmm.
And teams are getting informed that they're out. I don't know if that'll be public. Here is what Rosenthal said. He talked about all the known teams in the negotiations. He said that all the contenders, all five teams, had made offers upwards of $600 million.
Woo!
The Mets are widely regarded as the favorite for Soto, with many in the industry believing the team's owner, Steve Cohen, will top any rival bid, is what The Athletic is saying. I agree with that. I think the Mets are the favorite to get him. He says the Yankees desperately want to keep Soto as a complement to Aaron Judge. The Red Sox have emerged as a surprising force in the negotiations.
Okay.
He also notes the Dodgers and Blue Jays are considered longer shots in the race. So the Red Sox are one of the three that are really in it. Mets, Yankees, Red Sox. That's the order he had them in the story. Red Sox as surprising forces in the negotiations.
So I still don't think they're going to get him, but I have to admit I am surprised that they're even on this list. 30 teams in baseball, and you're down to five, and you're talking about that, and if you believe these reports that, like, all five have given serious offers, that wouldn't happen last year. They didn't even talk to Shohei Ohtani. Like, think about that. They didn't even, they weren't even interested in Shohei Ohtani.
They didn't take a meeting with Ohtani.
That's insane.
It is insane. This is why I said at the beginning of the process. This is why I think they're really in it.
Okay.
They didn't even fake going through it last year.
But I think they got a lot of blowback for not being... First of all, they didn't get anybody, but then also not even really being interested, and then later finding out, well, they were interested in, like, Jose Abreu and Seth Lugo, and you're like, okay, and you lost it. You couldn't get those guys?
Yeah.
Whereas now I feel like they have to make up for it, but I wonder if it to the point where they outbid the Mets and Yankees. Like, I don't think it's to that degree.
Okay. You think it's a fake $600 million offer?
Well, yeah. Like, they don't think he's really going to sign it, but they're like, hey, look, fans, we're in it.
We want to save face. So I will give them credit for a $600 million-plus dollar offer. Hector Gomez said it was $625 on, like, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, maybe over Thanksgiving break. I forget exactly when it was.
Mm-hmm.
But he reported $625. Rosenthal and Randy Miller at NJ.com have both said it's more than $600. So I take that at face value. I think the Red Sox made an offer. How real is it? How close is that? Or are they just trying to give a make good to fans? I don't know at this point in time. But I think we will. If they wind up with Aroldis Chapman, Teoscar Hernandez, and a starting pitcher who is not a top-flight starting pitcher, I think we're going to know it was a fake offer to Soto and they were just trying to save face. If they wind up with Burns or Fried, or for me, even Bregman, I'm going to look at it and say, no, they were ready to spend this offseason. Mm-hmm. They got guys. They were in it on Soto, and I will maintain the credit. If they just spackle together a bunch of quote-unquote spare parts in free agency, consolation prizes to the real big ticket guys, then I will retroactively believe that, it was more fake offer than real.
Because last year they reportedly were in on Yamamoto, and then they ended up with Lucas Giolito. So you're like, wow, there's a big difference there.
Got to be somebody in between those two.
It's like, we're willing to spend $300 million. No? All right, $30 million. You're like, wait, hold on. Like, there's a big gap in there. Like, why didn't you add anybody else? So it was hard to even buy that one. So this year, it'll be interesting to see where it goes. If it's a bunch of 1 and 2 year deals and guys like Chapman, who on like a 1 year is making good bullpen money. Now, if he's the closer, it's like a little bit of a value. If he's not, it's like a really high paid setup guy.
If he's the closer, I hate that signing even more.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be the closer, but if that's why they signed him, it's even worse than I thought.
No, he is. I mean, if he's part of a big free agency class, it's very exciting. If he's one of the top two guys, it is wildly disappointing.
Yeah.
And he's the first one, so it's the only one that we can react to. But
so you're back to 0%?
Yeah, I am.
Back to 0%.
Yeah, I just think some of this stuff coming out from like Rosenthal saying like he's going to be in New York. It's going to be the Yankees or the Mets, which is kind of what I thought all along. I go back and forth on it.
Rosenthal said surprising force.
Yeah, but he also was like, Yankees, Mets, nobody's going to outbid the Mets. I think he's going to the highest bidder. And if no one's going to outbid the Mets, going to the Mets. Right? Like,
yeah.
I think this is a classic case of a guy that's just going to take the most money.
Does it sound like the Mets currently have the highest bid? No. The way he wrote it, he said, many in the industry believe Steve Cohen will top any rival bid. That doesn't sound like he has the highest bid right now.
No, I think he's waiting. He's not going to bid against himself. And I think he probably is be like, all right, here's what our bid is to start, and then go ahead and talk to those other teams, come back to me, and then we'll top it.
Because we have seen reports. I found this amusing, actually. No one wanted to give credit for the Red Sox upping their offer. Remember, there were those reports last week?
Yeah.
And then a very similar report came out about the Yankees, and it's like, oh, see, the Yankees are going to get them. They've upped their offer. I'm like, no. The Red Sox also upped their offer.
Yeah.
I have not, and maybe I missed it, but I have not seen that report about the Mets. So maybe they're
waiting.
Maybe they have another hammer to top the top bid. Yeah. Maybe.
And if they see, hey, it's 640, all right, we're 650. And it's like, all right, sold. That's what I kind of fear it's going to be. I'm just curious if any of those teams have, in fact, found out that they're out. Like, have they told the Blue Jays or the Red Sox or the Dodgers or whatever?
One more item here from Rosenthal. He says the Red Sox' biggest need is a top-of-the-rotation starter. He says if they come away with... I disagree with that, by the way. They need star power is what they need, but I get what he means on the field.
Yeah.
If they come away with Soto, they might prefer to complement him with a trade for the White Sox' Garrett Crochet, who will earn a projected $2.9 million in arbitration and remain under club control through 2026. You're groaning at that? You don't like Garrett Crochet?
Not really. You know, the more I look into Garrett Crochet, I mean, you got to figure out his contract and everything else, because you're not just getting a free guy. Remember him last year at the deadline was like, I won't pitch out of the bullpen at all if you want me to, and I won't even pitch for you until you give me a brand new
basically
contract.
Shut it down, yeah.
He's had one good season, and it wasn't even 150 innings. Like, he was really good last year, and then it kind of like, you know, by the end of the year, he wasn't even pitching, right?
So maybe you've already answered it. No, basically, he was not after the All-Star break. You already answered it, but Rosenthal says, wouldn't it be better to hold on to your prospects and pursue Corbin Burns or Max Fried?
Yes.
Okay, so you would rather
I think
route.
So. Yeah, I would rather keep the prospects or do both. You know, sign Corbin Burns and Max Fried. Trade your prospects for somebody like Logan Gilbert, who I like more from the Mariners than I do Garrett Crochet. And then you can do both. But I think, you know, having these prospects is great. And maybe they end up being all-stars for you, or you can use them in a trade package. But if you already have guys that might be better that are just available for money, like, go that route first.
Yeah, and they're not all going to pan out. And so now you miss an opportunity to cash in one of these chips. So that's a dangerous game, too. What's the harm in holding on to your prospects? Like, hold on to them. Don't spend you don't have to trade them in a deal and blah, blah, blah. No. Some of these guys are going to stink, and they're going to be valueless in a year or two. But probably most of them, that's what's going to happen. So, you know, did you want to hold on to Yoan Moncada, or did you want to use them in a trade would be the analogy there. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. That's your phone number and your text line, by the way. We have WEI Afternoons coming up at 2 o'clock. Clip du jour on the way as well. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And on the way next, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
It's time. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, how about the Boston Bruins?
How about those Bruins, Keefe?
The fighting Joe Sackos. These guys can't lose. Well, they have lost under Sacco. They're 5-2, though, under Sacco. They get an overtime win. Just a couple minutes into the overtime, Pavel Zacha with the game winner. 3-2, your final last night over the Detroit Red Wings, and the Bees will be right back in action tonight at Chicago, a TNT game.
So, a couple of takeaways from the game last night. Number one, did it bother you whatsoever that it was on ESPN Plus and or Hulu?
Yeah, I don't love it. It's not as easy for me to flip around. I've made the same gripe about Thursday Night
Football.
That's
exactly what I don't like. Is
I can find it. I'm not a moron.
I have no problem watching the game. It is a little annoying to flip around to other things that are on TV. Yeah. I wasn't really itching for much else last night besides that Knicks game, but right, Thursday Night Football, you really notice it.
I didn't mean to lash out and call people a moron for not finding it. I'm just saying it's out of your norm, and I just think, like, if you're watching on the cable box like I usually do, you can bounce back and forth. Like, if there's, like, a hockey and a basketball game or a football game.
You can.
Or, like,
there's an extra step, but you can. Yeah.
But it's a pain in the ass. And my, for whatever reason, my Xfinity box is, like, slow when it goes, like, so when I want to get to one of the apps, it's like dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Gives me a second.
Dot, dot, dot. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm very impatient.
So then I'm less likely to do it.
But it
is annoying.
It's annoying, and I get not everybody has ESPN Plus and or Hulu. Like, I really, really, really legitimately don't get the complaint about Amazon. It's like, who does not have Amazon Prime at this point in time? Like, get that. You probably need
that.
Okay, if you don't want to pay for ESPN or Hulu, I'm more sympathetic to that.
Yeah, that is annoying.
That really doesn't bother me. It's an extra step to flip around, but otherwise it doesn't really bother me. I tweeted in real time that I thought Pastrnak got away with a penalty right prior to the goal. He dragged down DeBrincat, it looked in real time. I'll be honest, I tweeted that out the second it happened. I saw a couple of replays. I do think it looked more like a dive from DeBrincat than anything. Did you think Pastrnak got away with one in overtime right before the goal?
Yeah, maybe. Although, like, I would rather them go that way than, like, overcall in overtime. Or, like, over-officiated overtime.
I'd rather have you ignore a penalty.
Yes.
Although, you know, Bruins fans are saying that, and those are the same fans that probably are crying about Christian Barmore getting held on a two-point conversion.
Right. I mean, I didn't, though. I didn't with the Barmore, so I went with this. I'll be consistent on that. Like, less calls, the merrier for me. Let the players kind of figure it out.
Look, I would just say, and I'd say the same thing to, you know, the Red Wings last night that I would say to any team. You had a million other chances to win the game. Don't hit a post earlier in overtime.
Yeah.
And you have a chance to bury that. I'd focus more on that than the refs screwing you. And again, watching the replay a bunch of times, I do think it was more dive than anything else, but they could have called it and the game could have been a much different result. I agree with your original point. They look like a different team under Sacco. More shots on goal and more wins. Admittedly, an easier schedule, but it's mostly been up. And who could have seen that coming? The players didn't want to play for Monty. That was obvious to anybody with eyes.
Your guy, Corposalo, got another win.
Yeah.
A couple 23 saves, I think it was.
And again, this happens to him a lot. Bailed out by a post. I know former goalies don't like hearing that.
Hey, there for a reason.
Yeah, there for a reason.
You got to know where it is.
You got to know where the post is. You hear that all the time from ex-hardo goalies. But, you know, he feels like he gets bailed out by the post a lot. But, nope, another win for him. Another good game.
I'm getting
grab bag
for Christmas.
How about this? The Hard Knocks is doing an in-season AFC North situation. So all four teams, they got camera crews there checking it out.
You don't like an in-season tournament. Do you like an in-season Hard Knocks?
I like the idea of it, but I don't think I'm going to watch it.
I have not. I didn't watch the one last year.
I got too much on my plate. I got a lot in my queue.
I do think, and they've been doing this now for a few years, right? But I think I'm more likely to watch one that is the entire division, which this is, than just a team.
Although this is something that made the rounds, and it spoke to me as a hashtag dork.
Oh.
But here is Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, talking about a recent purchase of his, which if he submitted it to Should I Have Bought This on the Dork podcast, I would have given him a yes.
Oh.
Did you get it yet, though?
I don't get it for like a year, but I bought it.
Great. That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy. You got to go to the Ventures Batman where he had the ass eye thing on.
I think I gotta go all in and go for like the expensive bat suit.
The suit and all? Yeah, that's gonna be funny as hell, though. I ain't gonna lie. That's gonna be hilarious. He, how about that for a K-bone, bro?
What if I wore it to every game? I just wore the full bat suit, Batmobile every game. If I go crazy on Halloween after
what?
You know,
I mean, yeah.
Then I
would be like, yeah, whatever. You know, getting two, yeah.
507 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I wear it again. I wear that.
You're going to get lost in there. It's so dark in there.
You can get out that Batmobile. Yeah, part, right? In the corner with the cape.
With the cape.
So Joe Burrow, I thought it was in the cut there. He bought the Batmobile from the Dark Knight.
I was going to say, I feel like I was mostly confused by what was going on.
That's my bad. I thought he said it at the beginning. He didn't say it at the beginning.
He bought the Batmobile.
So like they put it up for sale, like the one that was in the movie.
Which movie?
The Dark Knight.
Got it.
So like the big like tumbler type thing.
Yeah.
So he bought that. They put it up for sale. Joe Burrow bought it. He doesn't have it yet, as he was saying, but he was talking to T. Higgins and some of the other guys about how he's going to be getting it in and then he's going to be driving around.
And you,
pretty amazing.
You think it turns into the motorcycle too?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
You are a thumbs up on buying that though?
Yes.
Yeah?
Joe Burrow's got a lot of money. Joe Burrow just signed a brand new contract.
Yeah, but like there's a lot of things you can buy. A lot of even just vehicles.
Batmobile?
There's a lot of vehicles you could buy.
And I'm not a real vehicle guy. However, the Batmobile from one of the greatest movies of all time.
How much can you really drive that thing?
Drive wherever you want. What do you mean? How? It's very versatile. You can drive it up a wall or you can drive it up a building, for God's sakes.
Worried about the yearly inspection.
Yeah, it'd be tricky.
That is a tricky one.
You get a Batmobile, and then you get that big stupid sticker in the bottom corner with the number one on it.
Yeah,
that's true.
That is.
You do have to have that.
Doesn't look as cool.
Yeah.
The emissions on that thing, because that thing shoots fire.
Yeah, how long can you drive it for?
You bring it into the inspection place, the guy's like, come on, man.
Another Batmobile?
No! He's like, underneath the thing. He's like, I guess.
Yeah, so this is a stupid question. Was there just one from the movie, or did they need, like, extras? So did he buy?
I think it was
something like 10.
Oh, is there 10?
Okay.
I think there was multiple.
Got it.
So I don't know if they sold all of them. But
he has one of, call it 10 in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Batmobile? Might be the only vehicle I would buy.
I don't think I would purchase that.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day.
Yeah.
And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with
G-R-A-B-B-A-G.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
First Bologna. Name in Bologna.
Bologna.
It's the first name in Bologna. Mm. The Patriots tweeted out a look at what will be a new training facility in Foxborough.
Yeah.
They regularly finish at the bottom of the players' list about facilities and weight rooms and everything else. They're right at the bottom.
See, this is proof they care about their player. They're listening to their players, don't you see? This is proof they care.
That's true.
And Robert Kraft, more than willing to spend money on his players, he totally cares. He wasn't shamed into this.
Nope, that's exactly what that says.
Yeah.
So I agree. So good for
them. This is a guy looks
pretty slick.
Looking out for his player. You got to wonder why the Patriots didn't spend any money in free agency and now they're building a facility. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it. It's interesting how that works out.
Everybody loves it, and everybody knows it. Everybody loves
grab bag.
College football playoff, Jones, taking a look at what the bracket is going to look like. And I think it's going to be odd to a lot of people because it's the first year they're going with 12 teams, and it's not just seeded 1 through 12. Four teams are going to get a bye, but it's not the top four teams in the ranking.
You have to be a conference winner.
So right now, the four bye teams would be Oregon, Texas, SMU, and Boise State.
Okay, so I did not realize that.
That's like the projected. The conference championship weekend's coming up this weekend, so that'll determine everything.
Yeah.
And then the other teams, the 5-12 matchup right now is Penn State, Arizona State, 8-9, Ohio State, Tennessee.
Okay, so that's a good game.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
6-11, Notre Dame, Alabama.
Good game.
Bama should not be in.
Bama's got three losses.
Okay, I agree with that.
Two unranked teams.
I agree with that, but I'm not going to watch Notre Dame, Alabama. Like, that's a good game. Keep going.
And then 7-10 is Georgia, Indiana.
Okay, so three of those games are good. The first game kind of stinks. But
and then classic, you know, when there was just two teams, people would complain, the third team should be in. When there was four teams, the fifth team complained about being in there.
You can't complain about third team.
Apparently Lane Kiffin is. Okay. I guess at Ole Miss, he's like, come on, what the hell's wrong with these things?
It's like,
and then everyone's like, our out-of-conference schedule's better than yours.
Jackson Dart doesn't throw four interceptions at the end of a game.
Yeah, try that.
How about you cover against Mississippi State last week? When it comes to Egg Bowl cover, I wagered on it. So how many teams are in the NCAA tournament now? The Hoops one? 68?
68.
So crying about being the 69th or 70th team is real loser talk. That's what this is. I'm the 13th team. I'm going to cry about that, please.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag. How about this? According to reports, UMass football interviewed a candidate to be their head coach next year. Man goes by the name of Joe Judge. The Minutemen might bring in Joe Judge.
So I think that's a good fit for UMass, to be honest.
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
UMass is going to do better than Joe Judge?
Nope, former NFL head coach.
I mean, I'm not even saying this tongue-in-cheek.
I know you're not.
I really don't think UMass can do better than that.
Super serious.
Like a former...
Who else they going to get?
Right. Now, Judge might stink, but... Every other coach they've had there stinks.
That's also true.
And so that's... I don't know that UMass is going to do better than that.
I'm not really aware about it.
Oops, sorry, go ahead.
What was that?
I'm not really aware about specifically what you're talking about.
Thank you, Joe.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag. Tyler Seguin out 4 to 6 months. Gonna need hip surgery.
I think when he first came into the league, there was a report about a degenerative hip.
But he's got a bum hip.
He's
been in the league a long time.
Yeah, maybe that was a sound report way back. It was 10 years ahead of its time.
Might have caught up to him.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Top basketball performances from last night in the NBA. It's star-studded. It's star-studded, Jones. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic.
Nice.
Had 38, 10, and 6 for Denver.
I like that.
Luka Doncic had a 37, 12, and 4.
Okay.
Paul George, PG-13, got in the Wayback Machine, 29 points and 8 assists.
Did you see the brace on his leg?
No.
It does. It looks
like Embiid-esque.
Looks cumbersome.
I've done my best to not watch a lot of Philadelphia.
Looks cumbersome. And
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
35 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists for Scotty Barnes in the Raptors game last night where they beat the Pacers.
I think he takes the cake.
Yeah, I'd go with Scotty Barnes.
I'd give it a win over the Pacers.
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'd give him the player of the all-star. Night in the NBA. I'd give him that.
But apparently, wasn't he an alternate last year, right? He wasn't an all-star at first, and then I think he got in.
Oh, did he sneak his way on?
I think he might have.
How about that?
I think he might have gotten in there.
It's a complete crap.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, on this great day of ours, we're talking about a second baseman.
Okay.
Who was a two-time All-Star. He played for the following teams. White Sox, Giants, A's, and Brewers.
Ricky Weeks.
No.
Wow, good guess,
Good one.
White Sox,
Giants.
Giants.
A's, and Brewers. Not a lot of time with the A's or Brewers. So I would focus more on the White Sox and the Giants.
White Sox and the Giants. Okay, got
Second
it.
Baseman, two-time All-Star.
Okay.
In 98 and 2000, he was an All-Star. Broke into the majors in 1995 and retired after the 2008 season. A career .277 hitter.
Give me the years on the Giants.
He played with the Giants from 03 to 07.
So after he was an All-Star with the White Sox.
That's right.
After that, he was on the Giants. Okay.
That's right.
I got to be honest, nothing ringing a bell here.
Nothing ringing a bell. The text line is back working today, so people can feel free to text
617-779-7937. That's the new text line. If you're trying to text the old text line, we're not going to get that there.
He'd steal you a bag, Jones.
How many?
His career high in steals was 36. However, he had 4 years of 30 or more swipes. He is a member of the 2020 club one time. In 01, he had 20 bombs with 23 steals.
I got nothing on this.
Second base,
he missed the 99 All-Star game, Billy. I don't see a text.
No,
I don't see a text from Arcan. I was eyeballing a text from Arcan.
Played a few playoff games. Not much to speak of come playoff time.
I think I might.
Little guy, you can stick him in the pocket.
I think I see it on the Twitch chat and the text line.
Okay,
is it Ray Durham?
He got it.
Ray Durham.
I wouldn't have got that. I mean, I remember Ray Durham, but I would have needed a lot of guesses to get that.
Ray Durham. That's right.
Two-time All-Star Ray Durham.
Yeah. Good ball player.
Definitely don't recall him on the Giants. Remember him on the White Sox.
Yeah, real nice player with the White Sox.
Ricky Weeks, good guess.
That was.
Not right, but a good
guess. No, Ray Durham, a better guess.
Was he with the A's in 02?
He was with the White Sox, I think, in 02.
Hmm.
Oh, no, maybe he went to the A's. I think he might have gotten traded, actually.
Got it. Kevin Millwood had a good year in Baltimore. same logic.
No, I think he was on that.
No, I think Billy got this one right, unlike yours truly. Okay, well, there you go. Your random baseball player.
Very good.
Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. You can pop in there. We will check in with WEEI Afternoons. We'll also get you our clip du jour next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, time out for the clip du jour. You ready for that, Jones?
Oh, that sounds nice. What's the clip du jour?
Well, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And, of course, on a Wednesday, we have our guy Justin Turpin in, covers the Celtics. We're also talking about, as a show, the idea of maybe a Secret Santa versus a Yankee swap.
Yes.
And so this came up.
And that's,
we are going to do
worthless.
Secret Santa on the show, though, just so as a heads up. We're all going to pull names later. So just be prepared to buy me something.
Be ready
nice.
For that. Yeah. What do you even get, Terp?
Terp?
Yeah, what do you even get? What do you even get?
A man who has everything?
What do you get a child like that? What do you even get him?
Protection.
Condoms.
I was going to say Playmobil. We're going there. Just 1,000 Magnum condoms. That's what I get, Terp.
Constantly on cruises, constantly on vacation.
It's true. Guy was in D.C. a few weeks ago. Who knows what's going on there?
Just see him in a suit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All business terms.
Hair's combed, suit on.
All business terms. That's true.
On the White House.
Yeah, I had a lane violation, and I got away with it.
And a gift card to Urgent Care. Merry Christmas, Terp. Yes, we've decided maybe we're not going
to
do Secret Santa.
Urgent Care. Miss gift card to Urgent Care the first go around.
You never know what you might come down with.
No. You're going to need this.
Yeah.
Trust me, you're going to want this.
It's a young gun, you know?
Yeah.
To be 22 again. Am I right?
Yeah.
I was living the dream.
It was. The girls were less concerned about that one.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You want to play a quality over quality
that was really
game,
one of my big selling points. You're not going to catch anything from him.
Yeah. Pretty clean over here. Yeah. Pretty real squeaky clean. Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Maybe that's the cleanest.
clean and quick.
Yeah. No, exactly. So there you go. That's clip du jour. Every day here on Jones.
Good stuff, Terp.
And Keith. All right.
Even talking that clip.
talking about him. Yeah. We're going to put WEEI Afternoons under the lights here coming up. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Give the perfect gift this year. The 99 Restaurant gift card. They're perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You got to love the nines. All right, who ate all the Thin Mints? That's what everybody wants to
know. All right, I can tell you what I did yesterday. I can't tell you what Andy Hart did. I can tell you what I did. Mm-hmm. I came in here. There was a box over there.
Yeah, already sounds very defensive.
There was the peanut butters in the red box.
Yep.
I had one of those, and I saw the lemons, and I saw these blue ones here, too. And I didn't see anything else.
There's blue ones?
I didn't see any other cookies. I didn't see Thin Mints.
No.
I didn't see
so you know what he's doing. He's accusing...
I'm not accusing anyone. I'm just telling you what I saw.
If there were no Thin Mints left by the time you were here, that must be accusing the midday program.
And he's right. I never saw any Thin Mints either. I didn't see Thin Mints anywhere. If I saw them, I would have either taken them or had some, and I did not see them.
The plot keys.
Fatty McKee took them.
Listen, don't worry about me, all right?
I was disappointed
with the lights. I told everybody.
I didn't think there was anything left, so I had one peanut butter. That was it, and there was the yellow and the blue, and I was like, screw this, and I didn't have any more.
I did check the freezer and the fridge to see if some smart person put them in there.
Was the case the whole time. They were just sitting in the freezer.
That would have been a good play.
That would have been
a great play.
But
now they're not in there. I looked.
Okay. So now we're being accused of eating all the... Who was it? Who among us ate all the Thin Mints? Yeah, I didn't...
Stiz? Don't throw anybody under the bus.
Well, can I also say I agree with the idea that these... In the morning show, they expect the cookies to still be here? Like, what are you talking about?
The number of people that come rolling in here?
Where are the cookies? Where do you think they are? Come on, it's a radio station.
I agree with you and Keith on this. You don't think If what Courtney was accusing people of, I'm not sure happened, but taking a box home would be different than eating them while you're here.
No, I'm fine with it.
Well, I know you're fine with it.
Because you did it. You know you thought about it.
I almost took the lemons home, the lemonades.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't.
Uh-huh.
But I also think...
Because they're gross.
If you... No, I just had one. They're not bad.
The lemonades are okay?
Yeah, they're kind of good.
I told you the lemonades are good.
But I didn't believe you.
A little scoop of vanilla ice cream. Put two of those around and you make it an ice cream sandwich. That would be good.
Yeah, if you add something that tastes good to it, then it does taste good.
Compliment it. But no, so if you work 2 to 6, you're the last show, basically. I mean, John Lyons was in here, but... You should be able to take stuff
home. There you go. Let's just point it to the Lions.
Yeah. Let's all agree to just blame him.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
But
I don't know why I got blamed on social media.
Well, yeah,
Mego came at me.
Threw you under the bus for some reason.
But didn't have the balls to at me.
I hadn't noticed that.
She wrote out Andy Hart. She didn't at Jumbo Hart.
Tag Jumbo Hart.
What's that all about?
Maybe
she's
going
to come strong at the king.
Maybe she just didn't know
the king.
Didn't know that.
I don't know.
That happens. The cookie eating king. Maybe she didn't know the handle.
Okay, maybe, I guess.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
I think you're giving her an excuse that isn't valid.
No, it's a very strange thing. I think if there's food left, it's like if the next person eats all of the food, that's okay.
Right.
And also, why do you assume they took it home and didn't just finish the box and throw the box away? Do you want me to leave an empty box here?
Or maybe she eats like a normal human being and not a hog.
Well, they were out
over a four-hour
show.
The
cookies are small.
I'm going to eat a couple.
You
of
burn
sleeves.
A lot of energy.
One box of Thin Mints in 4 hours wouldn't be a record. I mean, that would
not
be,
at
that
all.
Would be pretty easy to do.
That is
not at all.
So you asking Schefter, Scal what their favorite Girl Scout cookies are? What are you guys doing today?
Sure, we can go to Scal for that. Mm-hmm. Schefter, I don't know that he'll have a fun answer based on last week's interview.
Boy. We got to tell Scal to reel in Drew there because he's out of control.
How you hate him.
He's out of control.
I know.
He's completely like over the top.
It's not heat culture, it's championship culture.
He's going. I actually like him. I know some people don't. I like him, but he's out of control right now.
Yeah.
So he's feeling himself. You know, the year two jump.
He's doing too much. You're doing too much right now.
So you have the two of them on the program. What's what else is coming up today on WEEI Afternoons?
We're going to talk about this sliding thing that apparently somebody was ahead of the curve.
He's smelling himself, is what he's doing.
You were ahead. Well, I'm feeling myself. Yeah. I'm smelling myself. I'm loving myself.
You were ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah. It actually smells like lemonade.
I initially thought this was an insane take, but the more...
Somebody accused me of telling people to get paralyzed.
Yeah, Shane in Plymouth. Shane in Plymouth was very mad at Andy.
Oh, I thought you were saying Arkansas.
No, no, no.
Shane in Plymouth was mad.
I couldn't remember his name. I knew he would.
Yeah, our buddy Shane. Not Andy's buddy.
No. I don't know him. Well, and Tom thinks I'm doing naughty things on the radio and getting people paralyzed.
Tom Brady has outflanked you. He wants to flag the
quarterback. Tom Brady, who took advantage of the rule for years. What a fraud he is once he enters the booth. He was cleats high kicking people in the throat.
He's an owner now.
WEEI Afternoons with Arkin and Hart. Stay tuned for it. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Bruins Thursday. We got the Razor on Jones and Keith here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.